GOP Rep. Rogers, not an exaggeration to say Dem opposition to Trump on coronavirus is Trump derangement syndrome. By Jeff Poor on April 15, 2020. On Monday, after President Donald Trump announced he was going to halt funding to the World Health Organization, WHO, as the country continues to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, congressional Democrats and some in the media decried the gesture. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, went as far as calling it illegal. Some on Capitol Hill likened it to the justification for Trump's impeachment proceedings. Representative Mike Rogers, RL, dismisses his colleagues' barbs as Trump derangement syndrome. "So many of them just have Trump derangement syndrome," he said during an interview with Huntsville, Alabama's WVNN. "No matter what Trump does, their heads explode, and they have to be against it. I would like to see them get past that." You would think after they spent 3 years trying to remove him from office and spent all of January trying him in the Senate that they would finally just turn it loose and wait November election, but they can't. The Alabama Republican said initially he did not think Democrats could dislike Trump more than Republicans disliked President Barack Obama during his 2 terms. However, he said Democrats have proven him wrong. "It's not an exaggeration to say there is such a thing as Trump derangement syndrome," Rogers explained. "They literally can't help themselves. They despise him so much that every waking day is obsessed with fighting him. I find it so unreasonable because they cannot possibly dislike Donald Trump more than the Republicans disliked Barack Obama. I thought he was a socialist. Most of us thought he did terrible damage to our country and its standing around the world. But we didn't go anything close to these lengths to try to obstruct and distract President Obama when we were in office. But the Democrats have taken this to an all-new level. The only thing I'm waiting to see how they react is when he gets re-elected in November. They are literally probably going to explode." Rogers predicts despite the emotional displays from Democrats and the media under these circumstances, the public will see past their criticisms when all is said and done. "The American people are smart," Rogers said. "Collectively, they make the right decisions. They always have. They always will. The Democrats have to be real careful how much they try to blame the president for this pandemic because they already have very little credibility in the mainstream news media. But if they go too far out on that limb, they may find it getting sawed off on them." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.